In Reflections on Exile, Edward Said writes, "Exile is irremediably secular and unbearably historical. Like death, but without death's ultimate mercy, it has torn millions of people from the nourishment of tradition, family, and geography. I had not been forced to be an exile, but in the U.S., I too was torn from the nourishment of tradition, family, and geography. To make up for this, I desperately longed to fill in the gaps of my knowledge about Asia. I loved hearing stories about China. Whenever I learned about Chinese history in school, I would go home and ask my parents. 'No, that's not how it was. This is how it was,' they would say. In contrast to what my textbooks said, my parents shared happy stories of the Cultural Revolution, of friends made on the farms, about the brilliance and charisma of my oldest aunt who had a posse of young admirers, about how the Chinese Communist Party rewarded my Nai Nai and Ye Ye with medals and pensions for their military service. During my summer vacations, my cousins joked that my Ye Ye paid for my dinners with his wallet from the Chinese Communist Party. And whenever I went back to Hefei, it was to a family that told me this was where I came from, where I would always be welcome and would always have a place." In December 2018, a year and a half before my grandparents passed away, I went to China to collect my family's oral histories. Like many children of immigrants, I had an uneasy feeling of being born out of formlessness, occupying an invisible space in a country that never filled in where exactly I was supposed to fit. I wanted to articulate my family's past, make sense of where we had come from, where I had come from. This was a duty I felt all the more responsible for because of my role in the family as the writer. But for a long time I delayed making the trip, because it would be time-consuming, because it would be emotionally exhausting, because my Chinese was not good enough, because I did not know the right questions to ask. Yet my grandparents were getting older and older, and China changed more rapidly by the day. Finally, I knew I couldn't keep putting it off. I bought my ticket and went.